Texas is a state known for having an aggressive corrections policy. A high number of Texans are in prison or jail. The National Institute of Corrections reports that Texas has the fourth highest incarceration rate in the country. Only Louisiana, Mississippi, and Oklahoma have a higher percentage of its population incarcerated. But a recent study on juvenile incarceration shows that Texas is taking a different approach to incarceration as a penalty for juvenile offenders. From 2001 to 2010, youth incarceration in Texas went down by a dramatic 37%. This decline actually didn't come as a surprise to those who've been following state policies toward young offenders.
This wasn't surprising because this is a trend in Texas that has been going on for a few years now. It's really encouraging that Texas is moving to de-incarceration of juvenile offenders to get them out of the prison system, which ultimately results in better outcomes for everybody.
That's Scott Medlock, director of the Prisoners' Rights Program of the Texas Civil Rights Project in Austin. He says that Texas policymakers have been putting the brakes on youth incarceration because of the poor outcomes resulting from incarceration as compared to the alternatives.
Well, the key is that you have some community-based program, something that allows the kids to remain in their community. That both gives them better access to services and also keeps them with people who care about them and who are interested in seeing a positive outcome for them. Part of the problem with incarcerating large numbers of people is that these jails and prison facilities, especially for kids, are often put in out-of-the-way places. You can't find a psychiatrist to treat a kid with learning disabilities or mental illnesses out in Pyote, for example, or in Crockett, or in some of the places where the state had built these facilities. So that just results in, you know, kids who really need treatment and would be able to become functioning members of society not getting that treatment and coming out qualified only to be criminals.
The statistics come from a report called the Comeback States. It presents Texas as one of nine states that have dramatically reduced youth incarceration rates. An interesting thing about the report is that the study was a collaboration between a couple of unlikely partners. It's co-authored by the National Juvenile Justice Network and the Texas Public Policy Foundation. The National Juvenile Justice Network is an advocacy organization with a generally liberal outlook. The Texas Public Policy Foundation is a conservative think tank. But incarceration policy is one of those issues where opinions don't break down along the traditional liberal-conservative divide. Medlock says that's increasingly common, as tight budgets have inspired fiscal conservatives to take a hard look at the high economic costs associated with incarceration.
Well, just in general, incarceration as a solution to a social problem is very expensive. You have to pay for the housing, the prisoners, and for their medical care, and for security. So a lot of fiscal conservatives have started to look at the issue of public safety and crime and criminal justice and say, isn't there a way that we could do this a lot cheaper? We're not getting good outcomes and we're spending a lot of money on this. There's got to be a better way. This costs a lot of money to the taxpayers and we're not getting good outcomes. So it's time to stop being just tough on crime. We need to start being smart on crime.
A link to the study is available at our website, ketr.org. This is Mark Haslett for KETR News.